Ex-NFL player Richie Incognito rips legacy media over fake bullying scandal that derailed his career. By Warner Todd Houston on February 17, 2025. Former Miami Dolphins player Richie Incognito is ripping the legacy media for trying to destroy his NFL career a decade ago over the supposed bullying of teammate Jonathan Martin, who now says no such thing ever happened. In 2013, Incognito was benched and suspended and lost an entire year of playing time after the media began reporting that he had been a vicious hazer of fellow player Jonathan Martin. The scandal spurred the Dolphins to suspend Incognito from October until the end of the season, and then the team benched him for the whole of the following season. He didn't play again until 2015 when he signed with the Buffalo Bills. But now, Martin insists that he had never been bullied in the first place. "I never believed for a second I was being bullied," Martin recently said, according to ESPN. "It's a story that I've been trying to fix for 10 years." With Martin's revelation, Incognito is both vindicated and disgusted. And he is furious over how the legacy media ginned up a witch hunt against him that doused his career. "He couldn't cut it in the NFL, so he quit. And his mom blamed me," Incognito wrote on X on Sunday. Legacy media pushed this narrative long and far. Too bad it was all a lie. They lied to protect his money. He quit. The team had every right to claw back that money. His mom started the bullying narrative with the ESPN at Adam Schefter so that at Miami Dolphins wouldn't go after his signing bonus. "He couldn't cut it in the NFL, so he quit, and his mom blamed me. Legacy media pushed this narrative long and far. Too bad it was all a lie. They lied to protect his money. He quit. The team had every right to claw back that money." His mom started the bullying narrative with the ESPN. Richie Incognito, at 68 Incognito, February 16, 2025. Incognito blasted Pro Football Talks for its unfair treatment of him over the now debunked bullying claims. "You tried to ruin my career over a lie." A decade later, Jonathan Martin admits he was never bullied. His mother pushed the narrative of bullying to the media. Jonathan Martin never believed in his camp's stance during the Ted Wells investigation. "The NFL and the media ran with a false narrative, ruined careers, and moved on," he wrote. "You tried to ruin my career over a lie." A decade later, Jonathan Martin admits he was never bullied. His mother pushed the narrative of bullying to the media. Jonathan Martin never believed in the stance his camp was taking during the Ted Wells investigation. "The NFL and the media." Richie Incognito, at 68 Incognito, February 17, 2025. Mediate reported that the former Dolphins offensive lineman went on to post a series of photos of himself and Martin clowning for the camera. "This is us bullying Mike Pouncey for wearing a blanket during our buggy ride to dinner in Indianapolis the night before the game." September 24, 2013. pic.twitter.com/1xtdj7go. Richie Incognito, at 68 Incognito, February 16, 2025. More bullying. pic.twitter.com/33n9stxpga. Richie Incognito, at 68 Incognito, February 16, 2025. "I think I'm getting bullied in this photo. Hard to tell." pic.twitter.com/lovkshootclaw. Richie Incognito, at 68 Incognito, February 16, 2025. More bullying. pic.twitter.com/e0fjcj9xo. Richie Incognito, at 68 Incognito, February 16, 2025. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.